for Sport Now, Warwick Hadfield. Very good Monday morning to you.
And a good Monday morning to you, Hamish.
Let's start with the tennis. It wasn't really the fairy tale ending for Ash Barty at the Fed Cup in Perth that we'd hoped for.
Tears before bedtime, Hamish. Ashley Barty and Sam Stosur both lachrymose as Australia lost the final 3-2. Steve Waugh was probably quoting someone else when he said there are no guaranteed fairy tales in sport, but he was spot on, and that's the way it proved yesterday. Despite everything being there for the taking in the build-up to the weekend and in the final rubber when Ashley Barty and Sam Stosur took on Kristina Mladenovic and Caroline Garcia in the doubles. That was after the singles ended at 2 rubbers each, but not the way the fairy tale would have done it. Ashley Barty lost her singles match against Mladenovic, but Ayla Tomljanovic justified her selection by beating Pauline Parmentier, and so to the doubles, where the French won the first set and then ran away with the second, 6-4, 6-3, for the heart-rending, in sporting terms at least. It's not like losing your house in a bushfire, I don't think.
No.
Losing a game of tennis. It's a heart-rending, in sporting terms, record is what we call it, and compounding that heartbreak, stretching back to into the 1970s, it was the 9th time in a row and the 10th time overall that Australia has lost a Federation Cup final, and of course the last win was in 1974. So no wonder there were tears, Hamish.
In cricket, Warwick, a divine performance has taken the Adelaide Strikers to the top of the women's Big Bash comp.
That would be Sophie Devine, Hamish, the New Zealand international who hit 5 sixes in a row to give the Strikers a 17-run win over the Melbourne Stars. She ended 85 not out from a mere 56 balls, and the final over of the Strikers' innings was bowled by the poor old leg spinner Madeline Penner. It conceded a record 31 runs. That's going to sit there for a while, I think, before it's broken. Gary Sobers once did it down at Swansea, and I think a few blokes have done it since, but 5 from 6 balls is going to stand for a while. In the other domestic T20 games yesterday, the Melbourne Renegades beat Hobart by 8 wickets and Perth beat the Sydney Thunder by 7 runs. There's lots more cricket happening today, fashioned around who might be in the men's test team, and probably best to have a look at that at 7:30, Hamish, because there's plenty of other sports news to get through at the moment.
Okay, do you want to briefly do football before we get
we'll do the football.
A late goal to Riley McCree has given Adelaide United a win over the Roar in the A-League.
Yeah, Hamish, it came in the 84th minute. McGree aided and abetted by James Treweese, who's revelling being back in Adelaide for the first time in quite some time. It was McGree's 4th goal in 3 games. He single-handedly outscored the Brisbane Roar. Well, he's doing that over the season. They've yet to win a game for their high-profile coach, Robbie Fowler. 2 draws and now 2 losses and just 1 goal. In the other game yesterday, Melbourne Victory and Wellington played a 1-1 draw. Melbourne Victory probably need to be doing a little bit better if they're going to play finals this year. Also at 7:30, we're going to take a look, Hamish, at what happened in the WNBL, the cap showing why last year was not a fluke, Hamish.
All right, we'll look forward to it, Warwick. See you at 7:30. Warwick Hadfield is here with the sport. Let's start with the basketball. The Sydney Kings are on top of the NBL ladder after beating the Perth Wildcats.
Yeah, Hamish, and in basketball, as it is in football, the Brazilians like to shorten their names, and so it is with Marcos Henrique Luzada Silva, better known to you and me these days as simply Diddy. And yesterday, he lit up the stadium, and you thought they had electricity for that, as the Kings beat the Wildcats 104-83. Diddy was banging three-pointers from downtown. You do learn a whole new language when you enter the little America that is Australian basketball. But he did confirm his place among the next big things in the NBA when he gets back to America. He comes to the Kings from the New Orleans Pelicans after being taken at 35 in the NBA draft. Now, in the women's competition, there was a draft of a different kind. It's the hot wind on the necks of the two Melbourne teams, the Flyers and the Boomers, who both lost to the defending champions, the slow-starting Canberra Capitals, over the weekend. Still on the road after beating the Flyers, the Caps defeated the Boomers 79-76. And they're now back in second spot and chasing hard on top spot on the NBL ladder, Hamish.
In cricket, last chances for a range of candidates seeking a place in the Australian men's test team.
Yeah, Australia A, replete with a lot of hopefuls, plays Pakistan in a 3-day match under lights in Perth. For openers, there's the battle between Usman Khawaja, Joe Burns and Marcus Harris to see who might open the batting with David Warner, who retains the confidence of the Australian selectors despite his poor return in the Ashes series. There are also 2 Sheffield Shield matches starting today, New South Wales against the Whackers at the Sydney Cricket Ground and South Australia against Tasmania at the Adelaide Oval. Plenty of young cricketers in there hoping to get a place in the test side too, Hamish.
And in hockey, Warwick, the four National League grand finalists determined over the weekend.
And Brisbane to the fore in both the women's and the men's competition, qualifying for both grand finals. The men, after thrashing Tasmania 7-1, the women beating Adelaide 3-0. That was on Saturday, and yesterday Melbourne women beat the Canberra Chill. That was despite the best efforts of Anna Flanagan to claim their grand final spot. And the Pride of New South Wales beat Melbourne 6-2 in the last men's semi-final, Hamish.
Warwick, thank you very much indeed.
Good on you, Hamish.